AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Peaceful demonstrations are underway tonight in Baltimore and New York City. Thousands of people in both cities are protesting the deaths of black men at the hands of police. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says protesters in Baltimore are being allowed to demonstrate, but he says there are limitations.
We want to make sure that individuals can exercise their First Amendment rights and express their legitimate concerns. But we also want to stress and remind everyone that there is a 10 p.m. curfew in place.
And Hogan says that curfew will be enforced by 2,000 National Guardsmen and over 1,000 Maryland State Troopers and police from surrounding jurisdictions. In the meantime, the unrest in Baltimore caused the Orioles to play a fanless game today against the Chicago White Sox, a game the O's won 8-2.
Once the game got started, Orioles manager Buck Showalter insisted it was just baseball, even with no fans in the stands. But he says his players were a little more careful than usual in the silence.
I think everybody was real careful about what they said out of the dugout because everybody on the field could hear it, the umpires and them.
The empty stadium, a result of the city's decision to concentrate its crowd control resources elsewhere, was a little reminiscent, some players said, of early games in the low minors. The Orioles sent the handful of fans who watched from outside the ballpark home happy. They scored six in the first inning and won 8-2. Warren Levinson, Baltimore.
Vermont's independent Senator Bernie Sanders says he's in the race for the White House.
I am running for president.
Sanders told the Associated Press tonight he fully understands the importance of entering the presidential contest.
It is a huge decision. You know, I am the U.S. Senator from a small state that I love very much, which has 620,000 people, and I'm running for president of the United States in a nation of 320 million people, and it is a massive undertaking.
This is AP Radio News. Shinzo Abe became the first Japanese prime minister to address a joint meeting of Congress today, and he offered his country's condolences for Americans who died during World War II.
I offer with profound respect my eternal condolences to the souls of all American people that were lost during World War II.
The personal flight logs of the co-pilot of the B-29 that dropped the atomic bomb on Hiroshima 70 years ago didn't sell at an auction today of World War II artifacts and memorabilia. Bonhams in Manhattan says bidding today for the two logbooks belonging to Captain Robert Lewis didn't meet the reserve price. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.